Get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess. Welcome to the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest Show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled and the YouTube. Big giant guy sitting in between us.
Hello.
We have a guest today, Jess.
I know. I know it.
You know it, and everybody knows it, everybody on Facebook. And here's the thing, he goes by a myriad of names. Omer. Omer.
That's how I say it, so.
Omer Tamir.
Yep.
Bo.
I don't like that because, I like it just fine, but it doesn't rhyme.
He goes
rhyme.
By Bo. He goes
so
by
I,
Bo.
No, Bo is not right.
He 100% goes by Bo, right, Bo?
Sure do.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I like the quick naming of Omer Tamir. Omer Tamir, even though that's not correct. But it's okay because Bo isn't either. It's kind of weird for me. But Bo, Omer Tamir is here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
We're going to have a solid time.
We are, because you're going to help us play a game later on.
And the game is going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing.
I will win.
We have Bo, Omer, Bomer. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Bomer.
Ahmed. I'll go with Ahmed.
I'm going to go with Frankie.
Bo.
Yeah. Bo is here. You are from Southeast Health Group. We're going to talk to you in a little bit about the mud sport. But we want to remind everybody that you can find us everywhere at DerekandJess.net. All you have to do is go there. And from there, you can basically find anything. You can find us on social media. You can find us on our mobile page at
Do the mobile page.
It is cool.
m.derekandjess.net. Why is your name first?
That's the name of the show.
Right,
oh,
but I feel
oh, why did
like
you name it that?
I get it.
I
that
think
it sounds
flows.
Better. It does flow better.
Does that flow better? You think
oh, yeah.
It flows
Jess
better?
Jess and Derek
alphabetical.
And the family.
Oh,
net.
Good point. Alphabetical.
That actually sounds really bad. Jess and Derek.
Jess and Derek and the family. See, we would have.
I know.
Nothing rhymes with Derek. We use nest because it doesn't rhyme, but it's close.
It's close. Okay, that's fine. I'll let it pass.
Do you have a problem with it?
No. I do have a problem with you having a problem with my accent. That I would love to talk about 13 minutes today on this show about
I really
my
don't
accent.
Want to talk about that.
Omer, what do you think?
I think the more accents, the better.
No.
Omer.
She was doing some of them
the
before
heck?
The show.
And he loved them.
They're great. I mean, some of them are not that good, but they're very funny.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just, thank you.
Just okay.
The celebrity ones are not
okay, first
yeah.
of all,
yeah?
if even if they're not good, yeah. y'all were smiling. Yeah, that's all
amusing.
I'm going to say.
I will say they are very funny. They make me
that's
happy.
What I do. I don't do one because Saturday Night Live is going to call me.
You never know.
Well,
you never know. That's exactly right.
I
can find
am
us.
The Lahana Kelly Ripa. So.
And you also can find us on our Facebook. I put that on today that I actually wanted people listening today.
No.
Oh, you're okay.
You're
fine.
That's right.
See, because
you're
I'll,
a mountain. But
I'll probably. I'm just going to green screen you out.
Okay, perfect.
That's all you're doing. So you can find us. But we do want to encourage you, check out that mobile page because it's absolutely fantastic. I put on Facebook that I wanted people. Normally, we don't encourage people to listen to our show on Blog Talk Radio.
On Sunday.
Yeah, we just
correct.
We just record
put it out there on Tuesday.
But
you enjoy then.
We wanted to give anybody the opportunity who wanted to call in and ask Omer any questions.
Or me.
Or you. Absolutely.
And, you know, if they wanted to hear an accent.
Yeah, that's true. You could put it. Hey, we talked about this last week.
Yes.
And this has nothing to do with anything that we were doing before. But Shad Reef. That has Shad Reef.
Shad, yeah.
Shad, right?
Right.
We ended up talking to Shad. Last week we talked about Shad. Shad emailed us. No, he messaged us on Facebook. Said he loved the show. We ended up sending him a shirt and a Derek and Jess and
see,
the
something comes
now.
Out of it if you're a loyal viewer.
And he sent us something back.
He sent us shirts from his business.
So later on, so Derek and Jess is a good way just to pump up your business.
Yes, absolutely it is, because next show we're probably going to wear those shirts, right?
What the heck?
Give a little shout out.
Don't you guys have Southeast Health Group shirts?
We sure do.
You guys have a place that makes shirts.
Yeah, we own the T-shirt palace.
Get us our shirts. What? What?
I don't understand. Your mother works at Southeast Health Group.
I know. I'm very displeased that I have not
We display Southeast Health Group on our webpage.
We have boycott. Let's boycott.
Get out over here.
Get out. Get out, Homer.
You're done. You are done.
Let's just use this opportunity now to say, come on, Southeast.
Southeast Health Group, we're looking for T-shirts. We would wear those shirts, boom, on Derek and Jess.
We will wear the shirts that we receive next week on our show, and then we'll just wear yours the next week.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a
plan. We got it.
We're going to get...
You can wear your Mud Run shirts once you get those.
That's exactly right. We can...
Wait, are we getting Mud Run shirts? I'm not doing it.
Christine and I actually decided that we are going to do it, but we're going to get into that.
Because I will
bit.
Have my three chillins, and it's
that's
a wee
that's
bit
tough.
Difficult. But I would. I support
it.
I did last
too?
Year. Yeah. The one that just turned two is a bit of a question mark.
I just let her go. I bet she could run 5K just in a straight
line. She probably
line.
Could, but it is a mud run, and we go through the river. I think that would be a
babies
bit challenging.
Float. All the fat on him? All the little fat on him?
Okay, first of all, Chloe is like a small little string bean. She is
That's
no,
true.
She has no little...
That's
very
true.
Tiny.
So I know we'll get to all that, but there is a micro mudder, which is for 0 to 5-year-olds.
Yes.
Okay, well...
Later on, we're going to show the map. It goes like this.
Does it go through the mud?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's like little kiddie pools where we make mud. We're not having 2-year-olds.
We're going to talk about that. Let's talk
Maybe
about a little bit of Lahana News first, though.
Lahana News.
We have been talking about Steel Magnolias for I don't know how long.
Yes,
and now
it all
it's
began
over.
When he was Mr. Grump.
Let me ask Omer this. Let's bring in our guest and see. I've gotten over it. I told you. I've gotten over it.
Just let me
Steel know. Magnolias at the picket wire. Okay, you ever seen Steel Magnolias?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's a show. It's a show about women.
But it's not just, I don't know.
In a beauty parlor.
Okay.
It is.
That's not what the movie is, but yes.
No,
that's what,
that is absolutely, the movie is around that.
You're exactly right.
I know I'm right.
It is.
Very, very self-aware.
Anyway, The Picket Wire, all female cast.
Oh, it hurts my heart so bad. It hurts my heart so bad when you talk.
Just when I talk in general, or when I talk about this?
Oh, just because it's like, that's the first thing you said, and it's like, it was so amazing last night. I went.
My point was this.
Well done.
I think a big deal would have been made if they had an all-male cast.
False! No!
Does that bother you? An all-female? You don't care, do you?
No.
Oh, man.
I'll be honest,
answer.
I'm so uneducated when it comes to this. Never heard of this.
Really? Okay.
So I wish I could weigh in.
I got over it. It's no big deal. I'm obviously joking. Jacob went to it. I heard it was great.
It was good.
And I do love the movie, and I'm sure, and I've actually seen it at the picket wire one
it
time
was,
before.
It was a strong cast. They
well,
were all strong.
Well
they
done.
Were,
well done.
Well done.
Well done. And now... Yes. Now we get ready for the summer production of Into the Woods.
And then High School Mary Poppins.
High School Mary Poppins. Jacob's sitting in here in
are
the
you in
studio.
It?
He is going to be in it.
What can you not say?
About what?
What character are you?
They haven't.
No.
Okay. Dude, turn off my printer.
I don't know who's printing.
Just print it off. Just print it off. Or just turn it off. There you go. You ever do that? Have your printer on wireless and then all of a sudden somebody sends you a picture of their butt from next door?
No, but seriously, do you remember the last show when we got the picture of, who was he, Thor?
Thor. Thor just pops out of my printer.
And he looks at me like I printed it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Who printed it?
We have no idea.
Your wife printed it.
Oh, his wife did
probably,
not do it.
Probably. But yeah, Into the Woods, Jacob's going to try out for Mary Poppins. When are the tryouts, Jacob?
Well, they're actually over, they needed more high school guys.
Yeah.
I did see that on Facebook.
So they had a second
tryout
for that.
I'm going to be looking forward to that. Mary Poppins. Here's a strange, odd little fact. Mary Poppins, the very first Mary Poppins stage presentation in the United States
was
in La Junta, Colorado, and your dad was Bert.
And my mom was Mary Poppins. Yep. My mother was Mary Poppins.
Your mom was Mary Poppins and your dad was Bert.
And I believe I was not
like yet 1920
made.
Something.
I was not made, so the world had not
yet.
That's
a long time ago. Yeah. The world has not yet been blessed.
No, they were not blessed. No, yeah. That is a big new.
Yeah, so it's going to be good. Into the Woods is going to be great.
Directed by Tracy McIntyre Salzbrenner.
That's exactly
the BF.
Right. Also, we wanted to talk a little bit about prom.
I don't know anything about that. You go.
Yeah, I got a picture, I think. Jimbo, go ahead and put that up. Oh, Mary, take a look at that right there. That's a proud picture. That's my son. That's my son. You can come back. That's fine. That's my son with his date, Whitney Oakwich. Last night was prom. Jake, was it good?
Oh, it was a whole lot of fun.
It's a whole lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And then they went to after prom.
Prom was fun. I wish I would have one more thing.
I got to lead the games in after prom.
And what did you do?
It was fun. There was, oh my God, Mary, you'd have loved it, I think, because you're an eater. You got to be to work out and every. I mean, just to get that big, you got to keep eating the way that you work out and all that. The food that was there, probably most of it, probably you wouldn't have eaten because they were like these cupcakes and the chocolate fountain. But it was Mexican food. It was, oh my gosh.
Wait, who catered?
No one catered. It was, after prom is done always by senior parents. So we did it.
It was a wee bit of a potluck.
We played games. Every time you won a game, you got to reach into a bucket, get a $10 gift card. Every half hour, we gave away $50. At the end of the night, we gave away $200.
What'd you get me?
I didn't win anything.
Oh, that's
what
right.
kind of games?
Jacob,
like,
what'd you win?
We played all kinds of games. They're games like Clumps and Apple Swing. You'd have been there. Yeah, they're
Wait,
not just
bobbing
like,
for apples?
Nope, Apple Swing.
When they're hanging.
No. No, this is an apple that's hanging between your legs in a pantyhose, and you got to swing it back and forth and hit another apple.
Oh my!
Yeah, they did. They Whitney and Jake won that game. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. It was very good. 11:30 to 2:30. No major things. Oh. Big kudos to everybody who came, which was over 100 people. No fights. Nothing. So it was
good. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and if they were smoking weed or doing anything, we didn't catch them. So.
So what you're saying is you were not being observant.
No, we were. We had cops there. We were always checking the bathroom.
Oh my!
It seemed like everybody was well behaved.
The kids were.
Kudos again to all of the kids and all of the parents who worked their butts off.
Yeah.
Putting this thing together for 3 hours for their seniors and juniors and everybody that went to prom. Omer, do you remember your prom?
I sure do.
Do you? I don't remember. I think I went, but I don't remember mine. Because I had brain surgery. It fell out. I don't remember my kids being born. I don't remember getting married, but I know Christine told me we did. No, I don't remember my wedding at all. I don't remember my children being born, but obviously here they are.
He's right there, and he is definitely
And
yours.
I'm married to somebody. That's what Christine said, first thing she said to me when I came out of my first brain surgery. It's me, Christine, I'm your wife. And I said, okay.
Good to know.
It's good to know.
That's like...
So the movie 51st Dates is
based on you? 51st Dates for a while, and then I got with my family, and I relearned a lot of my history, and I got to watch my wedding and everything. So, but I don't remember my prom. I think I went to one. Where was yours at, Omer?
So I'm from Dallas.
Yeah, you're from Dallas.
Yep, we had one of those big Hummer limos.
Really?
And took that over there. Had a really fancy dinner, really crappy steak for like $60. I'll never forget that.
No
part.
Kidding.
Burnt
they
steak.
Jack it up for prom.
Yep. And then went to prom, danced, and then went to after party.
Really?
I don't think we were at prom for very long, maybe like an hour.
Oh, really? The prom yesterday lasted it was 4 hours, 7 to 11.
That's a lot.
And the thing is, and I don't know if it's this way with all the proms, but you have to be there in the first half hour or you can't get in. Same thing with after prom. If you don't get there by 12 o'clock, you don't get in. And once you leave, you don't get back.
How much are prom tickets now?
They're free.
Yeah, it's
free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. We had it at Inspiration Field. They had it, and we did the after prom at Club Galaxy.
I have not
it was very nice.
In Club Galaxy yet.
You know, it's a nice...
Is it nice? It,
you know what? It's a pretty nice little deal. I mean, for birthday parties and...
That's
and
a new club here.
It's got a, nice dance floor, nice sound system.
It's a no-alcohol club, right?
Yeah.
Deke?
Yes. Yes, it is. So, big shout-out to Club Galaxy for accommodating us. I mean, we paid for it, but I'm sure they gave us a break. And the DJ that was there. So, everybody in the town of Lahana should be proud. I know Los Animas had their prom. My son-in-law, Zach, went to help with after prom there. And I know Rocky Ford had their prom. So congratulations. Hopefully everybody's safe. We want to talk, though, to Omer about this mud sport. We've talked about it a number of times.
Oh, yeah. For the past three
yes.
shows, I think.
And we are upon it. It is next...
It is now upon us.
It is now upon us, and you've got pictures. We've got pictures of it. We're actually going to show a video that's going to be playing a little bit behind Omer. That's a video that you can find on what is it? SoutheastHealthGroup.com. So can we bring that one up, Jimbo, or is that, is
dot,
that one?
Dot org.
Oh, excuse me. Dot org.
Close enough.
It's SoutheastHealthGroup.org.
No, need to move, or
no, you don't have to move. It's just we're
poor
just going to play that. But it's coming up on the 25th.
Yep. So it's coming up on Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. We want people to be there earlier for registration.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-register online. We've also been to most of the businesses in town and to the schools, and we've dropped off a lot of registration forms and flyers. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's the third or fourth year now, expecting at least 500 people. Last year was great, and it's going to be even better this year.
I had
a question about the fire.
Really
well,
you?
I'm going to talk in a little bit just about this, but Christine and I were out for a walk, and we were walking down the hill on 10th Street, walking towards Nazarene Church, and of course the river is right there. We saw a bunch of people working, picking up limbs, and were they working for the...
Yep.
Oh, that's what we thought. So things are getting ready. Things are being...
Yeah, so it's Southeast with the help of the city. They've been great throughout the whole thing. They've been going for weeks now, every single weekend, sometimes even after work on weekdays, and
mm-hmm.
and picking up trash and making the whole area look nice. So not only are we doing this mud sport, but every year it's kind of a chance to clean up the town and get it looking nice.
Yeah, get it looking nice. And, of course, I think the big thing is Southeast Health Group is a nonprofit. Your mommy works there. She is the head of human resources. She was the, and so this is a big deal for the Southeast Health Group. This is a money maker if you can apply that to a nonprofit. But this is the way that you guys, this is one of the ways that you support yourself.
I really enjoyed the mud run, and I really enjoyed jumping over the fire, not running through the fire.
All right. You know what? We're going to get to that here in a minute. As soon as the video stops playing,
you actually found a video of people running through the fire.
No,
okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't at all. We're going to check out the mud sport. Jimbo, fast forward there to that picture. I found a picture from last year. Last
I swear
year's
to goodness,
mud
if
sport.
It is a picture
well,
of me.
It's not a picture of you at all. We had discussed about whether it's over the fire, in the fire. I think that's obvious right there.
Okay, that is from a movie that is Bradley Cooper, and also it is La Junta. It is not L.A. in a movie.
The big question is this, Omer. We've been fighting about this all the time. I learned that there was fire. You told me that there was fire.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're trying to bribe him because...
I am not, because I did it. Didn't you do it last year? No, I did it. You jump over the fire.
I know, but I think my point was is this one's bigger and better.
It is bigger and better. So we just, in our last meeting, I was fighting for more higher fire because I wanted to be jumping through the fire.
Thank you. Did you win or lose?
I did not win.
Dang it.
Absolutely, you would not win. A lot of people could get hurt on that. That's a, like... A,
they all looked
but
at
can't
me like
it
a,
be an option?
I agree. They all looked at me like I'm crazy. Like, when you were a kid, did you
well,
not just...
Well, I would
time
like
was
to
fire,
do it, but I'm saying not a lot of people
it.
Are...
You're probably
people
right.
...to do that. They would literally burn their legs off.
But I think
if
it would...
go fast enough, it doesn't burn
I
anything.
Agree with you. I would I
Look
would be able
people.
To do it. I would
this
be able
the,
to do it, but
these
some
are
people
our neighbors.
Can't.
These are
the, not our neighbors.
This is family
this
and friends.
This is L.A., not L.J.
No.
That's Bradley Cooper with a vest on. Are you sure? I'm 100%.
Now that
okay,
I look,
I can't say 100%
positive. I don't think
positive,
that's Bradley Cooper.
But it looks
he's
like
a little too buff to be Bradley Cooper.
I think it's this guy lives down the street from me.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, no, that's not no.
I agree.
I
think
with
there
him.
Should be.
I think it would be fun to do, but I know most people in La Junta.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Yep.
You are so cool. Would burn their legs off.
So I think what they settled on, I can't remember the exact heights, but I think for the 13 and under, it'll be like a foot high, and then the adults it'll be 2 feet. So easy to jump over, and you're wet and muddy, so it's not going to burn your shoes or your
that's
leg
true.
Hair
now,
or whatever.
How about like the 2-year-olds? You're still running them through fire, right?
No.
That, no?
No. So the micromoto, which is 0
what
to 5-year-olds.
What kind of a mud sport is this?
Thank you. That makes me happy because even though my kids know fire, stay away.
Okay.
They wouldn't know how to jump over it. At least a 2-year-old wouldn't.
Yeah, babies and fire are just not a good mix.
It's not.
I don't think.
It's good.
One of the things that you can do is go to our Facebook, and on the Facebook, we're going to put the on Southeast Health Group. It has it. If you go to events, it will have each one of the routes. And so I was noticing, who determines the routes? Who decides this is where we're going to run?
So it's Rick Klein from the city.
And, city
and,
manager.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Barry, our CFO. This is kind of his baby. He works
okay.
on this all the time. He's the brains. He comes up with these logos and all these things. I mean, we have a committee that we meet every Friday and try to help him out, but he's mainly the brains. They come up with this. Last year, we just went across the river and came back. This year, you go across and you spend a good amount of time on the other side.
I saw that. We were looking at that. So you can go on southeasthealthgroup.org, and you can look at the routes for the micro, for the
mini,
and for the whatever, the regular
adult,
one, the main. Adult one. Now, you ran, Jess,
the
last
I
year.
I ran the adult one.
You ran the adult one. And did you run?
I ran the whole time, and I had just had a baby.
Good
that's
for
impressive.
You.
Well,
that is impressive.
She was like 5 months old. That, but
anything.
I never walked. Never walked.
Did you time yourself?
No.
Okay, so
I knew I was going to. I beat some people, though.
I'm sure you did.
I didn't get first place.
You beat me because I'm not running one iota.
It was something I had to do because it was
lucky.
My third baby. It was
good for you.
But I would love to do it this year, but
yeah. But now you have the babies, and they're
A
little
older.
Bit hard to do that. Now, from what you said, Omer, is it Friday that you guys have to do it?
Yeah, so last year we got to do it on Friday. I'm not sure. I think this year we'll do more of a walkthrough.
Uh-huh.
Last year we got to run it and actually enjoy it, but this year, just for planning's sake, we're going to walk through the whole thing as a group. And I'm sure I'll jump in the Arctic hot tub and do all the things, but walking, not running. And then tomorrow, so it, just like you said, it is an option. You don't have to run. This year we will have people timing you. So
right. If
you want to know what was your time and things like that, you'll be able to do that. If you want to take your time and walk, you can. And if you want to skip obstacles, you can as well. You know, in
the
Spartan run,
I think,
fun. The obstacles
the most
were
fun,
by
yeah.
far
I think my
favorite
my,
part.
My whole point is, it's not that I'm going to choose not to run. It's that I just can't run. I'm just, if I did.
What if you just walked it?
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to
walk it.
Are you going to do the obstacles? They are pretty fun.
I'm just going to find a fire and go back and forth in the fire and get pictures of it to prove to you that
you
can
really
run through fire.
If you really want to, you know, immerse yourself in fire, you could roll instead of jump over it.
That would
and
be
then
cool.
Then you really
wait,
fire.
Wait, so
that would
are,
be
the
true.
Sticks, are the sticks flatter then and not piled up in like
no,
a bonfire type?
No, they're going to be you shouldn't roll through fire.
Okay. Ixnay, the whole rolling
I'm
through
so
the fire.
I'm so glad y'all have me here.
I know.
I'm
the
just like the brains
straight.
Of this operation.
Our mud sport would be out of control. Okay, there are some questions that people have been asking me, and one of them was the fire, and I will be the first one to say, Jess is right, there's no jumping through the fire. But it's an option if you just wanted to.
I don't think it's an option, Derek. You're going to get...
Anything's an option because you could fall in the fire.
But if you're telling people it's an option, then they can do it and then they can come back after they burn off their body. Derek from Derek and the Jess said it was an option.
Well, if you have,
anything's
if you have,
an option.
If you have 2 feet of fire and you choose not to jump and just kind of run right through it, there
you
go. You're
there you go.
Fire.
I don't think that's not suggested.
That's what I do.
It isn't suggested.
You don't get, you know, hop over it.
Well, what are you saying? To just run around it?
Do you totally hurdle the fire?
I sprint over it. I am pretty BA about that.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
I know, but my question is, do you actually hurdle the entire fire?
I jump over, that's what hurdling is. I jump over the fire.
That's what I'm saying, but you said you sprinted through it.
No, I said I sprint and then I jump over it.
Oh, okay.
I sprint fast. Sprint. Like,
okay.
I feel like I'm CIA. Oh, come in.
Yeah.
And then I go after my target.
There's going to be fire, but some of the questions, and don't run through the fire.
Just don't. Jump over it. Have fun.
Or run around it.
Whatever you want.
Anyway. Here were some questions that that people were asking. Some people wanted to know right now, knowing what the route is, mm-hmm. can they go and walk it just to see what it's like right now, or are you telling people stay off the...
As of right now, I don't think it's closed off. The night or two before, we'll start having people kind of watching, especially because if we have holes dug in the ground
right.
and not filled with water yet, it's a hazard. We don't want, you know, kids or teenagers over there playing around, falling in, or adults. We don't want anyone falling in.
Right.
So, but I think as of now, you can go walk the route or at least alongside it and take a look, see what it looks like.
And because people were asking that, I'd like to know what it's like. From what I understand and what I've looked at, we've got a mini that is half mile, or is that the micro?
No, that's the mini.
The mini. The micro is a little bit just a play type thing.
Yeah.
And then the other one is 5K, which I looked up is 3.1 miles.
It is.
That's a long way.
Uh-huh.
And the route
is... with muddy shoes.
Yeah.
Especially last year with
yeah.
all the rain.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die with the sweatshirt on.
Because it now becomes like 85 pounds.
It really, I swear it was. It was.
It's going to be a fantastically...
But the weather's supposed to be nice. I did look it up.
I know.
Yeah.
Which most people will, they'll like that the weather's nice. I liked it better when it poured the night before because it was a
well,
true
yeah.
every
but
inch of the
But not pouring the day of, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we were running through the rain, and that's harder. But I agree. It's got to be muddy.
Like
you got to get muddy. You got to get dirty.
Also,
you got to get dirty on the mud run.
I was telling people that we were going to have Omera on the show, and one of the questions that somebody had asked is, have you ever ran a mud run other than this?
I have not.
You have not. But they do have them, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't an original...
No,
the idea of the
run,
or the Spartan run you were talking
what's
about.
The other one?
Don't they have a Color Me run?
Color Me run, that's a little different, but yeah,
oh.
that's they just
I don't know.
Throw a bunch of colors at you.
Oh, like painting?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they don't
of those
have a lot down
soon.
Here, though.
Yeah, Jeremy,
color,
did that.
That's
yeah.
a color run. I think Inspiration Field is putting on a color run
oh.
this year, pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, because I think Jacob's friend Jeremy ran one last year, a color run. So
it wasn't in Lahaina, though, was it?
No.
I never heard of
no.
it. Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, it was in Los Animas, I think. It's going to be fantastic. The other thing that people were asking, want to get to this before we go to break, want to know, you know, are there toilets? Do I have to go crap in the woods? You know, do I have to go off the beaten path because the mud run became the mud slide run, whatever,
right.
that type of thing?
So please don't crap in the woods.
No crapping in the woods. No jumping through the fire. We're setting rules here on Derek and Jess.
There will be all
funny.
Kinds of porta potties out there. I think there's four or five different people catering, not people like restaurants or whatever catering. So there'll be lots of food. Yeah,
that was a question.
Last year,
along the way.
Last year we had one that was supposed to cater and they fell through the day of. This time we have four of them, I believe. So it should be lots of good food.
Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to? Are you allowed to do that? Do you not want to do that?
I'm going
to
wait until
it's
all finalized.
I don't want to
know for sure. But,
I don't want you to do anything that you don't want to do.
Yeah, so there'll be food, there'll be places to change, there'll be porta potties, we'll have a hose to hose yourself down and clean yourself.
The other question, and this was my question, will there be a medic?
There's a medic, so
we don't want to Bob Fowler it, you know what I mean? That whole thing of...
We have a whole medic team of our nurse and our physician assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Position and they'll be on four wheelers and we'll
nice.
Have people with little walkie talkies at all kinds of points along.
How
so
how does one get
50.
On the four wheeler without being legit and not faking something?
I see.
Fake an injury? Well, that would be my.
I would
think. Oh, me? I need to ride on the four wheeler.
My ankle.
My ankle is so swollen. I wonder what I should do.
I'm just going to be yelling, dude. I am tired.
Dude,
stop
on the four
wheeler.
Pick me up.
The only injury we had last year was on the rock pile. So when you're there, be careful. Somebody twisted an ankle there.
I think that was Jenna. I think that was my niece.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think it was.
I liked the rock pile.
We're going to take a break when we come back. Omer's still going to be here, but we're going to play a game, and it's going to be a fun game. It's going to fall into our what the heck. So it's another game that you can play at home. So make sure that you stay. We want to remind everybody, though, and Jimbo, I will get to break here just real quick. We want to remind everybody, shout out where they can check things out and where they Southeast Health Group.
SoutheastHealthGroup.org. At the schools, if you have kids that are interested, I think I've been to every school now and have dropped off flyers and registration forms. You can register online, pay through PayPal. You can just show up at our office anytime you want, drop off a check or pay with a card and sign up. Also, there's a corporate challenge. So if you have,
yes.
So it's a team in teams six, of six.
Teams yep. of six. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and there's a little trophy. It looks good. And a medal.
Derek and Jess. We'd do it. We would all do it, but we're going to end up. That I would kill the time. I would kill the time, Jess. So.
Yeah, all six have to cross together.
So oh, the, oh, then we're no.
Well,
we're not going
to
do
have
that.
Six.
We would get six, but I would bring it down. I would bring. I'm sorry. So we're going to take a break. We want you to stay with us on the other side of this break. We're going to play a little bit of What the Heck with Omer Tamir. Omer Tamir. Bo-mer.
Bo. Just Bo.
Right
Bo.
Here. Right
I
here
got
on
you.
That's right. Right here on Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Seacom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Seacom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Seacom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than Seacom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Seacom has the answers. Visit us at seacom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Seacom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
What if there was a financial pipeline you could use to build your savings and investment? One that didn't leak. Would you want to know about it? Call us at Higher Desire LLC in Lahana, Colorado, 719-980-0595. That number again is 719-980-0595. Ask for Bob or Terry, or you can go to our website at www.higherdesirellc.com. That's www.higherdesirellc.com.
Welcome back to The Family Nest with Derek and Jess.
Yeah, welcome back to Derek and Jess and The Family Nest right here on Blog Talk Radio on the big YouTubery. Again, you can find us at DerekandJess.net. One of the things we neglected to do, we checked during our break to make sure that it was okay. There is a familial connection. So my son-in-law, Zachary Goldsberry, married to my daughter, is the brother of Rachel Goldsberry, who Omer is going to marry in how many days?
13 days.
13 days. Yep. That's exactly right.
So
what will that make us?
Nothing.
Will that make me Jewish heritage? Will that put a little
bit of
Jewish?
You're an honorary Jew. You're part of a tribe.
God. Can I be part of Levi? I've really always wanted to be part of the tribe of Levi.
Absolutely.
Oh,
we'll welcome you with open arms.
That's really cool.
There's no name for what you are.
Oh,
tribe, right?
The tribe of...
There is no name.
To
I don't want. I was going to say something, but I don't want to offend Jewish people.
We're not easy to offend.
Oh, okay.
We've been told everything.
Okay, that's exactly right. So we want to wish you all the best. That's going to be fantastic. You will then have Zachary as. Let's see. If Zach will be your brother-in-law,
and
that,
he's your son-in-law, you guys are related.
You will, that
by
you
family.
Will be my step-son-in-law.
No. I feel like you would be...
So two steps?
He would be your son-in-law's...
Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Brother-in-law.
So son-in-law squared.
Perfect.
God,
so
got it.
Would Stephanie be my sister-in-law?
Stephanie is your sister-in-law.
She's going to be... Technically, Zach will be his brother-in-law, and Stephanie will be his brother-in-law's wife.
I know, technically, but we never say that. We always say sister-in-law.
Yeah, exactly.
So you and Steph will be brother and sister. That makes you my son. Go give me some more coffee, boy.
I'm good.
Turn the channel.
Right here. When he's not around.
Oh, okay. We're going to play a game. We always have a section called Omer. We have a section called What the Heck. And we do all kinds of things with it. And this time, we're actually going to do a What the Heck that comes from Jimmy Fallon. And everybody's seen that. We've played a number of games that Jimmy Fallon plays on The Tonight Show. And this What the Heck is called I Know You're Lying. And we got a little clip that we're going to play with it. So we're going to set it up. Turn that up a little, Jimbo. This back and forth, but we're going to take turns. So Jess is going to do one, and I'm going to I'll respond, and we'll kind of move it around.
Are you looking at my papers, Cheater Cheerson?
I don't even know where your papers are.
Oh, you have the paper?
Jacob has it. Here's what he does. It's called Box of Lies. And so what happens is, where is Jess's
Box
of Lies? Those are Jess's Box of Lies. Omer?
Don't cheat.
You have a box of lies, but don't open them up so that I can see them. Don't open them up, okay? Don't open them up. I have a box of lies.
Oh, wait, we can't even open them?
Nope. It's got to be...
I kind of already looked at... Well, one see-through. Yeah. You can
that's
see
okay.
us.
That's
okay.
Okay. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Here's how we're going to do it, though. Jess is going to open up one of them, okay? And she's going to look at that picture, and I'm going to be looking at her, just straight at her, and she can either tell me what's on the picture... Or she can make up a lie.
Poker face. Come at me.
I have to decide if she's lying. If I get it wrong, she gets a point. Okay? So, Jess, I need you to go ahead. Open it up. Look at your box. What the heck? Oh, come on.
Dude, my eyes tell everything.
It's like poker. Okay.
I'm sorry, but my eyes say everything, and I feel like I need to be strong.
All right. Okay? So open it up. Look at your box of lies.
Sweet Lord. So I could either, what I'm following from this game, I could either tell you what is exactly on this paper or make up something and you have
absolutely.
To...
Absolutely. I have to tell you whether you're telling the truth or lying just by looking at you.
Do
Hold
I have
your
to take
paper
off
down.
My glasses?
Nope.
Do I have to take off my
nope.
glasses?
Nope. I
don't want to be called a cheater.
When your lips are moving, you're lying. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take it off.
Okay, that's
fine.
I feel
like I'm going to get it.
No, because you'll see. You'll see. Just
you'll see it. Wait.
Put it down a little bit. There you go.
Can you see? You can't see it. This is.
I can't see it right there.
So much stress. Okay. I am holding what appears to be... a chicken with a fish in its body smoking a cigarette.
Look at me. You're lying.
It's real.
Is it? What is it? Is it a chicken? It is a chicken. Okay, so you got it, so that's 1 point. You paused for a minute and...
Absolutely.
Here was my first thought. I got to tell you, Amir, this was my first thought. She paused. She's trying to come up with something.
Right.
She's going to freak out and just tell me what it is.
It's because I'm
but then
amazing
I thought she
actress.
Was going to change just a little tiny bit. Okay? I'm going to do one with you, then we're going to turn it, and Omer's going to do one with each one of us.
Okay.
Got it? All right. So let me look at Let me see what this is.
Okay. That's pretty amazing. Huh? I know.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Ready? It is a picture of Spider-Man riding an ostrich.
Truth.
That's exactly what
holla, holla, wood.
It's exactly what it is. Spider-Man riding an ostrich. 2 points
wait,
for you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. Right. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and switch this over, just like this. Okay? Just if you can hold that right there. I'm going to do one, and then we'll switch, and you can do one with Omer.
Okay.
Omer, I'm going to go ahead and go first, okay?
Wait, what do you want me to hold?
Nothing. It's staying up by itself.
Yeah, because I made it. I built it.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
It is a picture of a pumpkin throwing up pumpkin seeds.
Lying.
I almost lied on that one, too. And then I thought you'd do it. No, that's exactly what it is. I didn't want to set a pattern. I didn't set a pattern. Okay, so I got a point. Okay, Omer, one for me.
My turn?
Yep, and
okay.
Then you'll be with Jeff.
All right. It is an alligator riding a camel.
You're lying.
Yep.
I got 2 points. Okay, here we go. I can hear the thing. You had thought of that one a long time ago, hadn't you?
I actually came up with it on the spot.
Did you
so
really?
Hard.
Okay, so now you're trying to figure out if Jess is a liar.
Man, I'm not good at this game.
Put it down there. There you go. Okay. You gotta be able to, so he can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a picture.
You're lying.
Okay. Hey, I was... Okay, you have to figure it out.
I don't think so. I think it is a picture. I don't think you're lying at all. Point for
okay. Death. I always okay. feel like I'm wrong. Okay, this is a picture okay. of a gentleman uh-huh. walking an alligator in a superstore.
Superstore.
True.
Yeah, true.
Go!
Although he did say I was lying at the beginning, and
yeah,
I feel like I should get a point on that because he interrupted
me.
And
I'm going to give you half a point on that.
Good,
one.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Omer, right here with Jess.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to decide whether. So you got 2.5. I've got 2. Omer has 1.
I don't know if I know what I'm looking at. So I don't know if I could even describe it.
Lying.
If you want to, you can look at another one.
Yeah, I'm going to
switch. Okay.
I had to switch mine because
I stumped on. He's stumped on that one.
Yeah.
Are you looking at him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Peterson, Pete.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we have a demon.
You want to borrow my glasses? Oh.
It's a demon tattooed on a man's head.
Oh.
That's right.
It isn't. It's actually a plate of bacon and eggs tattooed on a man's head.
Oh, I I'm just a terrible liar. No, I feel like I'm just like, I really rock at this game.
You do? What do you got, like three now?
Yeah, right, three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay, we got...
I really thought I was going to throw you off because you assumed I was going to tell the truth.
I know. See, that's what you try and do. Okay, Jess, I'm ready.
Okay, what, I only have one more.
Yeah, I got two more, but I'm gonna go with one here, okay? Ready? It's a picture of a kitten.
It's false. It's got to be doing something weird.
It's a picture of a kitten.
And it's a picture of a kitten.
It's a picture of a kitten.
Dang it. I gave you a point.
I have three. Okay, here we go.
This is a picture of a shark with horse legs.
You're lying.
No, it's so real.
Gosh, she looked up. When she
and
said
I also
horse
had
leg,
an awesome accent.
She looked up. She went like this. You went like this. It's a picture of a horse.
I am an amazing actress for Brazilian.
With shark legs.
And I believe it was shark legs.
Okay, that's okay. So I got one left.
Well, I actually do too, but I think you guys.
I want you to do this one for Omir. Omir's going to have to decide whether or not this one is true. We'll give him the last one.
Because I have 0 points, right? I need something.
Holding a picture of a gentleman.
Wait, could you do it in Scottish? That'd be awesome.
No, I want to hear Louis Armstrong. Oh. You said you have Louis Armstrong up your sleeve.
Louis has my throat. Okay. I am holding a picture of a gentleman holding another gentleman's tongue.
True.
Yes, that's right. He got a point. That is what the heck? I think you're lying.
Oh, I feel like the CIA is going to come after me with all my talent.
Again, it's a game that we do here at Derek and Jess. What we try and do is come up with games that you can play at home. That's all Christine did. She went on and she just printed off some funny things.
That was fun.
Again, we say they'd be great drinking games, but again, after the kids are put to bed.
Hey, guys,
right?
Question.
Yeah.
Who was it that won again?
The final score, I believe, was 4.5 5.5 to 4 to 1.
Oh, Omer. It's okay, brother.
Even if you added our scores together, we didn't even beat you.
No.
Very good. We're going
to
give that one.
For the theme, was lying.
I think it's a compliment that you're not a good liar. High five to that.
I don't.
Okay. I mean, I am a terrible liar.
Okay.
I'm in real life too. I just turn on the actress.
You did. You started thinking about accents. I'm sure that's why I am
Lahaina's Kelly Ripa, so I have to step it up.
One of the things that we do here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, Omer, is Jess gives a mom's tip. She gives tips to moms every day because she is an amazeballs mother. She has three of her own. What?
I have three. Not just three.
She has three
of
her own and four other people.
Yeah, you acted like you were going to. I have three of my own and also...
And the neighbors.
Yeah.
And their ages are...
5, 3, and 2.
Wow.
5, 3, and 2.
They're all a year and a half apart.
And so she gives mom's tip. And we have fought and fought and fought with all of this, the little song intro.
Oh, my word.
And
it's
really
hard to...
We change it all the time. We've had Mrs. Doubtfire do it before.
That one was okay because
we've had
my dad.
A pirate one before. Jess has done an English one, or a Scottish, or I don't know.
British,
whatever it is.
I'm a lovely person with long blonde hair. How do you not understand this is British?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's the line you go, that's your go-to line. Her go-to, her
it
British
is my
go-to line is
because I'm not from
long blonde hair.
Is it not a fact that I have long blonde hair? I'm a lovely person.
That's the line right there. You are, and also gives great mom tips. So Jimbo, let's make sure that we click it up there loud enough that we can hear it. And let's go ahead and play the intro song. I don't know which one it is.
Y'all ready for this?
Hello, hello. Good day, Governor. Here's Jess's mom's tip. Cheerio.
I like that.
Cheerio is what gets
cheerio. Well, that's what they say. I might be a little bit overdoing my accent.
No. Are you serious?
Excuse me?
I didn't think it was over the top at all, did you?
Great.
I thought it was smooth. Right there. I thought it was that level.
I don't know if they still say
it
cheerio.
It's very smooth. I think if I lowered my volume, people would think I was actually from the place.
I think it has a lot to do with volume.
Okay.
I'd lower it a little bit more if I were you.
Like
Downton
Abbey, like
a
whisper, like you're very
like
classy.
I know, I'm a lovely.
A little bit lower.
That's so messed up. Nobody wants to silence me. You can't silence me.
Just his mom's tip. I've got to tell you, Omer, I have loved every one of hers except one. And that was Elf on the Shelf.
You know what?
You know what an Elf on the Shelf is?
Okay, no,
yeah,
no.
Omer, you don't know anything.
Okay, no, with this.
You want to talk sports? I know that.
Yes, I do. That's it.
With this, okay? Mm-hmm. I will say to our viewers that are parents to young kids, tell me if you do not like or have not gotten good feedback your children is about the Elf on the Shelf.
Hold on, I think I know what this is. You tell them that the elf is watching them and you have to act nice or the elf on the shelf is going to see. See,
bingo. That's
I know
it.
Stuff.
I hated
it.
It's
a horrible thing.
I created the idea.
Isn't that from Bad Santa? I feel like I saw that in a movie.
I created the idea of polar bear in a chair.
What's
I think
that?
That's a more, it's just a polar bear who watches you, but he's stronger. This elf's got spindly legs. And it's just unbelievably horrible.
So you have an issue with the actual character, not the idea that someone's watching over you.
I'm going to my happy place.
I think what it does is it encourages kids to become accustomed to the government watching them.
Okay. Okay.
It's solid.
First of all, the government
are
is watching.
Are you the CIA that's watching
you? No, they are watching me.
That's right.
They are. They are stealing my ideas. I feel like I have to always put on my glasses whenever I do.
Okay. So, mom's tip, what is it? Last week it was buy washable crayons, which is a fantastic idea.
This one is going to be,
mm-hmm.
I fell so on the spot. Going to be instill
mm-hmm.
the...
What's the word?
No, I'm just trying to... I have like a few up in here.
Okay.
I want to bring the best... Make sure that you instill the value of hard work with your children at a young age.
That's an awesome one. And can I add something to that? Because I'm gonna say something that you guys did that I thought was very cool.
Cool.
That is a mom's tip. If it's okay, I don't want to. Every year there's a kindergarten roundup. The kids who need to come to get ready for kindergarten.
Preschoolers that go to kindergarten.
Yeah, preschoolers, and they come, and the teachers test them to kind of find out, one, how many kids are coming, two, how dumb or how smart, I know that's a bad word, where you are, how advanced you are, or where you need to kind of go. So it gives an idea. I thought it was awesome that both of you took time, obviously you being the homemaker and the house what do we call it, the stay-at-home mom. Thank you, the stay-at-home mom. You went and got Kate, and Kate came and Joe came off of his job, and you both went made this, showed Kate at least,
it's
hey, both parents are coming, this is important.
It is. It.
I thought that was good.
I feel, and this is my personal opinion, that it should be important to both parents.
I think that goes into a lot of what you're talking about, of instilling that idea of Kate.
Well, I have three daughters, even if they were boys, but I do have three daughters, and I do not want them to ever think or act in a spoiled way. I'm just used to getting this. I'm just used to this coming to me easy. I want them to, even if it's small, I have young kids, but they still make their bed every morning. My three-year-old has a tough time, but they make their beds. They help me unload the dishwasher. They will pick up the backyard toys. And I don't ever want them to feel like things are given to them. I want them to understand how strong and how important a value of hard work is at a young age, because it only gets stronger.
Is that the way you were brought up, Omer?
Absolutely.
It was the hard work. And the same
and
thing
see,
with...
the good people are the ones that have
I think, and I was blessed enough to have both parents do that with me as well. And sometimes you don't like it because you're like, hard work, man. This sucks going,
but you
really?
Do it.
Yeah, but you do it. And I think it starts at a young age because I tried just last week to try and start teaching Jacob, and it didn't take at all. We waited way too long. Jake's a good kid. I think that's a fantastic...
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you approve.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not Elf on the Shelf.
No. I don't think anything will rival Elf on the Shelf.
Please email us
viewers, and let me know if this works for you. Seriously, send us pictures of your kids with their elf, because although you think it's creepy looking, my kids have never commented. My kids have never commented on how skinny the legs are.
I like the
polar
bear.
That's what I did.
I like the polar bear better, though, because then you can you enjoy the authority. You can cuddle.
Exactly.
No, you're not supposed to cuddle. That's the point of the elf on the shelf. You don't touch it.
You're not allowed to touch it.
Okay.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, here's the thing. Guess,
I clearly don't
guess what I did to our elf. I put earrings on her. I put little cotton balls on her toes. I softened her look. I gave her a little skirt.
Holy crap.
She's not creepy looking. She's not creepy looking anymore.
That just creeps it out even more, and I'll tell you what.
Yeah, right that there. Is creepy, Derek, and you're talking about the elf on the shelf.
Frankenstein?
With an LJ hat?
Hand me Frankie. Now, after I tell you where I got this from, you're all going to feel bad.
Oh, dang it.
Are you ready?
Was this a gift in the hospital or something?
It was. Notice the scar? As soon as I got out of my first brain surgery, I had this huge scar on the back of my neck where they cracked into my skull, and my sister gave me this Frankenstein so I would know and remember that day.
Well,
how creepy is it now?
Well, he had the hat covering his eyes.
Derek, if we're really going to talk about this, then I guess you feel really bad about teasing me about the elf on the shelf.
Not at all. That thing is the creepiest thing. I don't care what you do.
I guess it wouldn't be creepy.
You could put a hula skirt and some coconut shells on that thing, and it's still the creepiest thing in the world.
The story behind the elf on the shelf.
It doesn't matter.
You know, even if a woman.
Even if you were to say it floated down and an angel handed it to you after giving birth to all three of your children, I would still say it's the creepiest piece of toy menagerie I've ever seen in my entire life.
I am bringing it next week. I am going to bring it next week. You all can see that. Don't know what the elf and it is not creepy.
Frankenstein versus... Hey, what about instead of Elf on the Shelf? Well, instead of Elf on the Shelf, we'll do Thank Frank.
No, okay.
Ooh,
okay.
That's pretty good.
All right. Thank God we're out of time. Hey, Omer, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a great
for being
time.
On. Do email us at dandjnest@gmail.com. Check us out on our Facebook. Check us out on our website, derekandjess.net. We want to remind you, Southeast Health Group's Mud Sport Mud Run this coming Saturday, April 25th. Get your registration in. Is it too late now for the T-shirt?
If you sign up now, you still get a free T-shirt.
Yeah.
You just won't get it day of.
You won't get it the day of.
But we'll make sure it gets to you.
It's a great thing for the community. It's a great thing to get healthy or to help with that. And it's a great thing for Southeast Health Group, who does a fantastic job.
We forgot to mention, it's for Children's Mental Health Month, and all the proceeds go towards that, towards our work that we do with our kids. So
fantastic. Omer, thank you so much for being on here. We're going to be here next week. We want you to catch us every Tuesday on YouTube, every Sunday on Blog Talk. So for everybody here at the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, for Frankie, for Jess and Omer, Jimbo, who does a great job in the producer's booth, we want to thank you for watching Derek and Jess
and the Family Nest.
God bless.
Tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet.